Joining me in the studio now is John Lindorf for Radio Nibbles, and he has a special guest, Clay Fong. Welcome to you both.
Good morning, Shannon. Great to be here. And great to see my old friend, Clay Fong, who listeners might remember as the food writer and sometimes reviewer for the Daily Camera for how long?
It's been probably, it's been since 2013.
Right, so he's been around, and what we have here in the beautiful, spacious KGNU studios is the entire food writing establishment of Boulder County. There's literally no one else doing it that except for influencers, and we could have a different discussion about that. In any case, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So how do you think that restaurants are doing in Boulder right now? I had thought that many more might close as a result of the pandemic, but it doesn't seem to be quite as horrible as I thought.
Yes, I think I would agree with that, John. I mean, when the pandemic first hit, I sort of anticipated that we'd see a lot more closings. And while we certainly did see a few, particularly of, some old favorites.
Like Solo.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. And some of, the newer, smaller restaurants seem to have made it, which I think is encouraging.
Well, new places are actually opening.
Yeah, and some are doing okay, even, yeah.
Like, for example?
Well, the one that was kind of a surprise, and if you might remember, but the Tierra Fuego Taqueria, because that was supposed to open prior to the pandemic, because they had gone from their Diaz Farm location in North Boulder to their North Broadway location. And certainly, I think once they opened, they kind of hit a lot of really good points in that good price point, good food, and in warmer weather,
great chicken mole.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. In warmer weather, a gigantic patio. So I think it really kind of hit a need. They've got a neighborhood with plenty of people around, so to me that looked, to me at least from externally, like a bit of a success story.
And tell me about, I think there's, we hear that there's more other places about to open.
Right.
But they seem more casually oriented. There's a lot more of that, or ghost kitchens. A lot of the places that were at Broadway and, up on the hill, the ones that closed there are reopening, but the reopening has delivery and takeout.
Yeah. I sort of agreed on both counts. I saw that Acreage is opening up this Ghost Box Pizza in Lafayette, which I think is, they had a ghost kitchen located in Acreage that was cranking out Detroit-style pizzas, and I think it's so successful that they're doing a legit...
Well, and it's a big space.
Yeah.
On public road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a quick clarifying question.
Sure.
Can you explain to the audience what you mean by ghost kitchen?
Well, go ahead.
Okay, make sure I have it right, though. So my, impression is that a ghost kitchen typifies a place that isn't a bricks and mortar restaurant. So it might be, it takes up space in a commercial kitchen. And I know there's been some issues with, in other cities where you might have, what appears to be six different pizza operations, but it's all coming out of the same. It's basically kind of people taking up commercial space.
It's a commissary. Yeah. So, for instance, there was a really cool restaurant on the hill, the Formosa Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
There was a place next to it called You and Me,
mm-hmm.
The noodle place. They've reopened near here, actually, as delivery and takeout only. And there's a bunch of places like that. So what that does is there's a labor shortage. You can't hire people to wait on people. So it's very hard to actually open a restaurant that serves, that does full service.
Now, this may be something for another edition, but I'm really just curious about this ghost kitchen thing. I tried to order from one recently that's not too far from my house. I just was like, there's a spot around the corner. Let's go eat there. You have to go through an app to do it. So I'm kind of wondering, is this becoming ghost kitchens are becoming to restaurant establishments what Uber did to taxi drivers?
In part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's become a thing where you kind of are able to have something resembling a restaurant operation, but with kind of lower costs, lower overhead, and shared infrastructure like that of having the app. So, you know, we don't know, maybe there's a few hundred businesses that are working through that app. But I think it's kind of eliminating the need for somebody to answer the phone and, you know, write stuff down.
So let's talk about some of the best things you've tasted lately, because I don't want to get personal, but you eat around a bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. We were talking about Cajun. Tell me about Cajun, which is it's a Cajun Asian eatery that's also on Public Road in Lafayette.
Yeah. Actually, you know, the reason I learned about it is something you posted on social media, and that sort of tipped me off. I mean, in my familiarity, so for those that aren't familiar, there is this, I'd say, very specific genre of restaurant, which is Southeast Asian mashed up with Cajun Creole. And the first time I've experienced, which was actually in Denver, there was about three or four restaurants that had opened up in Denver of that sort, you know, kind of off of South Federal.
A lot of boiled shrimp, except with different flavors.
Exactly.
But one thing that Cajun does is they make their own sausage.
They do, and it is glorious. So it's a Hmong sausage, so it's based on traditional recipes. They make it in-house. One of the key ingredients, you can certainly tell, is pork belly. They serve it with a bit of rice. I prefer the sticky rice versus just the regular steamed rice. And it comes with a very simple, but my understanding is rather classic, dipping sauce, basically of vinegar and chili pepper.
What other places have you eaten at lately where you go, they're doing something really interesting here that people might not know about?
Well, you know, there's been a couple. I mean, you know, Aoi, which is the sushi place off of 30th and Iris.
That's A-O-I.
Yes. So, yeah, I had a long exchange with a friend of mine saying, okay, how do we pronounce the name of this? And she said, Aoi, like if you hurt yourself. So I'm going with it. So they really, you know, it's a combination of the izakaya, which is the cooked items, and the sushi. They have extraordinary sushi. I mean, it's a good place to treat yourself. You know, I think unless you have a gigantic trust account, you probably wouldn't be eating dinner there every night. But they have a lot of excellent, like, belly sashimi. So, like, salmon belly, yellowtail belly, marvelous yellowtail collars. Among the cooked items, the eggplant, the black cod that's been marinated in sake pulp, all very excellent stuff.
Very traditional.
Exactly, exactly.
We're almost getting to the end here. Anything else you wanted to mention about the kind of the state of dining in Boulder?
Well, you know, I'm feeling somewhat optimistic, certainly more optimistic than I would have, say, you know, March of 2020, where I just, you know, frankly, I thought it was almost going to be a bit of a bloodbath. But, you know, as you and I were chatting before, we were seeing new places opening. Old places are reopening. My understanding is, you know, Basta is going to be up and running again in a matter of days. So that's Kelly Whitaker's place. I understand there's a new place called Gemini, which I just got a press release. And,
yeah, it's Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, looks like tapas and what have you.
So looks like we're having a paella invasion in Boulder.
Okay, well, that's good. Is paella what banh mi's were a few years ago, or gourmet pizza?
Right.
And then, oh, Curate is changing hands.
Yes, with a wine company.
Yeah, out of Burlington, Vermont, or something like that. So that's, I mean, I didn't realize they've been open 10 and a half years.
Right.
It seems like just yesterday they opened.
Right, when you were young.
Yeah, nice. True, though.
Well, I'm creeping up the theme music right now as we speak. Can we please do this again? Because I was just holding on to thoughts. Like, oh, I'm not going to interrupt, but I would love to continue this discussion.
Sure, absolutely.
Some other time.
Come back in a month?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I should be around. I mean, I'm going to take off for California around the 17th or so, but...
Yeah, okay.
But I'm around. Yeah.
Okay. Well, bon appetit, everybody. You can check out John's weekly column at boulderweekly.com. Thank you, Clay Fong.
Thanks.
Thank you, John Lindor.
And you can read Clay in the Daily Camera.
Yep.
Oh, as well. Thank you.